Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we look pretty good tonight. Cold air over northern New England, so the rare frost and freeze warnings tonight up there. And one of my favorite spots in the whole world, the Black Hills of South Dakota and surrounding areas in eastern Montana, under a severe thunderstorm watch tonight with several warnings. Red flag warning for the Great Basin, southern Utah, and an excessive heat warning continues for one more night in southern Arizona. So watch your weather for tomorrow. We point out first, the 1st of June is the start of meteorological summer. Now we focus on late-day thunderstorms in the south. Still the threat of convective storms north, and of course, the hurricane season gets underway. More on that in our next report. There are currently non-tropical storms that will continue to blossom tomorrow over South Texas and getting a lot of rain spreading up to I-20. South Florida, too, south of the Tamiami Trail. Storms tonight over the Dakotas head into the Great Lakes. Tomorrow, more showers, isolated showers on the Front Range through Colorado and New Mexico, and some higher elevation rains in the Pacific Northwest. We also note very comfortable temperatures in most spots tomorrow, but that's going to change big time this week. We've got a new dome of heat that's going to take over the country through the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT. It's 7 past the hour, 7 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling live on a Sunday night. This is the best weekend we have had in decades and the worst weekend we have had in decades. Let's start with the best weekend we've had in decades. Stephanie Osborne, a NASA rocket scientist, has joined me right now, a NASA rocket scientist who was a payload specialist. Welcome, Dr. Osborne.
Hello there.
She is also the best guest I've ever had. She is my favorite guest because she was brave enough to answer the key question everybody wants to know about space travel, which is, has there ever been sex in space? What did you tell us, Stephanie?
Well, I can't tell you for sure there was or wasn't, but if I were them, I would have said it would have definitely happened.
It was a married couple on the space station,
yes.
And she believes there's one secret part of the space station that's not monitored, and this married couple definitely had sex in space. That's what Stephanie says. Now,
that's pretty much what everybody figures that works the mission. So,
it gives you reason to go to work, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You never know what's going to happen on one of those kind of missions.
Now, Stephanie Osborne has become a great novelist. She's going to have a chance to tell us about her novels in just seconds. But when you looked at the space launch yesterday, when you looked at the launch, and then you watched them dock today, as a NASA rocket scientist, as a space station payload specialist, how did you feel?
Oh, I was so excited. I retired some years back, and as you said, I write books now. But that was so reminiscent of my days in the program. I got so excited. I was actually asked to do a podcast live during the launch yesterday, and so I did. Sitting there looking at a monitor, having a TV showing a different feed in front of me, talking to people on the comm, it reminded me a lot of my days in the program. And most of my missions, I sat console for launch. And I got that same adrenaline surge. I got so excited. I had to bite my tongue not to start yelling. I was punching the air and just... It was wonderful.
All of America was with you. That's how we all felt. Now, I have a question because it's going to come up for the next 400 years. We saw the first stage come back down. We were like, whoa, it comes back down. Who knew? Reusable rocket section. So
yes.
The first phase of the rocket came back down. And then It was supposed to land on a drone ship, on an aircraft carrier type ship, a drone ship. I take it means there were no humans on that ship.
Correct.
And so there's a ship moving in the ocean, and this rocket section is coming down from the atmosphere to a moving Earth, and it landed perfectly. But Dr. Osborne, the second before it landed, we go to black.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing, all right? The thing that you have to go, if you have any doubts about this, go dig up video of a pilot landing a fighter jet on an aircraft carrier, okay? Or if you know somebody who used to do that, ask them about it, because that thing is moving. The ship is moving. Even if it's maintaining a stationary position, because you've got wave action. And so it's moving up and down and side to side and swinging and swaying. And as when the rocket is at a distance, you can maintain a fix on it with the camera, with the communications, et cetera. But the closer it gets, the bigger that side-to-side and up-and-down movement appears to become. And it basically becomes next to impossible for them to keep a lock on it. So you just are not going to be able to see the, you know, at least part of it. And that's the way it's been. I've tried to follow the SpaceX stuff as much as I could. And that's pretty much the way it is every time they land on one of the drone ships, and it's because of the wave action. And it depends on exactly what the wave action is to exactly where they lose the telemetry for a period of time, and it just happened to be right as it landed this time.
Yeah. Oh, gee. But you see, Dr. Stephanie Osborne, that is going to raise issues for decades. Now, the next question I have is, I'm watching the NASA channel, and mm-hmm. is it my imagination, or did I never see Elon Musk? I never saw him.
No.
Why?
Because he's not part of the actual launch team. He owns the company, but he's not part of operations.
Well, that must have been some delicate negotiation in a conference room a couple months ago. He's like, wait a minute, I put up the money. I have to convince the government to reengage NASA. You're all here because of me, and you don't want me in a press conference?
Oh, they had a press conference afterwards. He was in it. He gave a press conference.
I never saw him. And by the way, everything was fine with him until he started dating Amber Heard. And once he started dating Amber Heard, his stock went crazy. The SEC investigated him. Same thing with Johnny Depp. The minute he invested, the minute he went out with Amber Heard, his career went to hell. That's my advice to all of you. Do not date Amber Heard, no matter how good it looks. Do not date Amber Heard. Stephanie Osborne.
I don't have any plans on dating her, so we're good.
Stephanie Osborne, Dr. Stephanie Osborne, retired NASA payload expert. Please tell us the title of your latest book.
The title of my latest book is called Megamoth. It is, I have some fun with it, but it is number 12 in the Division One series.
S.O.'s. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes here in Asbestos Falls. We'll tell you all about it on your Asbestos Falls news update, heard only on Sterling on Sunday, plus your community calendar.
When you spend a lot of time at home with your significant other, you learn things about your relationship and each other. One of the things might be that at the moment you're erection challenged. It may be difficult to have the erection that you demand in order to have the love life you deserve. The solution is the little blue pill, which is now available in generic form. No need to spend hundreds of dollars, And now there's no need to go to the doctor or, worse, having to take a prescription to Michelle the pharmacist. You know Michelle the pharmacist. She's the one you're in love with, the one you flirt with. Do you really want to go to her with a prescription that says boner medicine? No. This is how you get it discreetly. Go to For Hims Today and get a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. Now, remember, this could cost hundreds of bucks if you went in person to the doctor's office or the pharmacy. But now you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You get an exam online with a real doctor who will determine if the little blue pill is appropriate for you. There's nothing worse than sitting in a doctor's office because for some reason, doctors have no ability to tell time. You have a 10 o'clock appointment with the doctor. Sometime after noon, they're going to see you. No, not true at forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Get the little blue pill. And if you write the address this way, forhims.com/Walter, you get a significant discount. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Get the little blue pill and get the love life you deserve.
Sterling on Sunday.
Do you know what CBD products are? CBD products. These are products extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, cannabis plant, and they're designed to help us relieve our pain. I did something decadent this week. I took my CBD salve from CBDistillery.com, and I slathered it all over my feet. My feet ache, and I just slathered it all over my feet. And then I put my feet up, and you know what? I had a damn good day. CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter, and you will get a significant discount on the great CBD products made by a company dedicated to CBD products. They purify them, they test them, and they have hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers like you. CBDistillery.com.
This is only a test.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night. And thank God I'm live on a Sunday night because you and I need to talk. We need to be able to be in touch. We need to understand what's going on, and that's what we get to do. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The base station, our home station, is WPHT in Philadelphia, a great Entercom radio station. And in Philadelphia right now, there is a 6 p.m. curfew on all roads into Center City. All roads into Center City are closed. WPHT is on Market Street. And right now they're blocking entry right outside the WPHT building. There are no protests, but there has been widespread looting all over Philadelphia today. And the National Guard is apparently being deployed. Now, that's never good. Here's some other news and information that may be helpful, and we will keep you up to date on every single thing that we can find from now until we go off the air at 1 a.m. I stay on the air from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night. It is a pleasure to be with you, and we get to talk. Minnesota protest updates. Prudent to have Army units ready to deploy in Minnesota. Protests following the death of George Floyd while police in custody continued across the U.S. on Saturday and Sunday. Minneapolis cameraman arrested after being hit with rubber bullet while covering the George Floyd protest. Now, the protesters in some cities target Confederate monuments. Can you imagine this? Confederate monuments have become a target of protests demonstrating against the police killing of George Floyd. Ex-NFL exec. Ready? An NFL executive says the Vikings should do the right thing and sign Colin Kaepernick. Joe Lockhart saw up close what happened to Colin Kaepernick, how owners refused to sign the talented quarterback because it could hurt business. He was the league's vice president of communications, a PR hack, when Kaepernick was taking a knee during the national anthem of protest racial inequality and police brutality against minorities. And now, as racial tensions increase, the wife of the cop arrested in the George Floyd case is filing for divorce. Derek Chauvin was charged with third-degree murder, and his wife has filed for divorce. Where are we now? Nearly 1,700 arrests have been made in the U.S. during the last three-day stretch of the George Floyd protests. 1,700. The ACLU created an app, to help people record police misconduct. The American Civil Liberties Union has an app that allows you to record their interactions, your interactions with law enforcement. It could come in handy during the ongoing protest over police misconduct, says a spokesperson for the ACLU. Now, new video appears to show George Floyd being kneeled and kneed by three officers. A new video posted on social media appears to show three Minneapolis Police Department officers kneeling on George Floyd during his arrest. Nike releases Do It ad in wake of George Floyd death. I'm sorry. Nike releases Don't Do It ad in wake of George Floyd death. For once, don't do it. Don't pretend there's not a problem in America. Don't turn your back on racism, says Nike. Here's one that just came out. The mayor's daughter of New York City, Bill de Blasio's daughter, Shiera de Blasio, age 25, was busted on 12th Street and Broadway as part of a group of about 100 people who were throwing objects toward cops. Shiera de Blasio, Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter, was part of a group of people who were throwing objects at New York City police. That's the police department that reports to her dad. And she was throwing things with them, apparently. Or maybe it wasn't her, but she was with a group of people. And for some reason, she was comfortable with that. The mayor's daughter was arrested. The mayor's daughter didn't toss anything. Oh, there it is. But refused to leave the area when cops ordered her to do so. She was arrested at 10:30 p.m. Saturday, given a desk appearance ticket charging her with unlawful assembly, and released. Well, that must have been quite a dinner. She gave her dad Gracie Mansion address to the arresting cops. She gave her dad's Gracie Mansion address, the official mayor's office. That was the address she gave the cops. The NYPD made 345 arrests early Sunday, today, after a chaotic night of protests and looting in New York City over the death of George Floyd. They saw 33 cops injured, 47 police vehicle damage. There were police vehicles in New York City that were torched. And I have never seen a police precinct torched the way there was the one in Minneapolis. And I saw very little, if anything, being done to stop it. And that's what I see. How do you feel? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. When you and I look at this situation, is there a human being who says that what happened in Minneapolis was okay? No, not one person. And then when you see that there were possibly three cops kneeling on this man who was already restrained and already on the ground and had committed a nonviolent crime, you go, what the heck is this? What is this? And then, of course, it was videoed because it's 2020. The man had gone into a convenience store. He had gone into a convenience store. And he handed a bill, which turned out to be counterfeit. They swiped that little orange pen across the back of it. It turned out to be counterfeit. Now, you and I have passed bills that may have been counterfeit, and we didn't know it. We may not have done it on purpose. That happens. It happens. He may not have even known he had done anything wrong, but that they swiped that little blue pill, the little orange pen on the back, and what did it reveal? It revealed that it was a counterfeit bill. And then they got their security guy. They chased him. It was a mess. They called the cops. The cops throw him on the ground. They restrain him. And then somebody gets on his back, kneels on his back, for 3 minutes. And then three other cops restrain him. And he couldn't breathe, and he died. We're all in horror that this could happen, regardless of the race of the man on the ground. But then, now there are protests over this. And they were, quote, peaceful protests. But here's what I urge you to do, because this is key. Pull back the camera. Pull back the camera. And what are you going to see? You're going to see that in most cities, there were maybe 50 people protesting, 100 people protesting. But on television, in almost every station in every city, what are you going to see? A tight shot. And it will look like there are thousands of people protesting. It will look like thousands of people protesting. Because in a tight shot, it's only going to have a handful of people in that shot. It'll fill up the screen and go, oh my gosh, look at all these people. It's unbelievable. It looks unbelievable and dangerous and violent, which it is. And then every one of these starts out as a peaceful protest, and then it turned violent. And then the police responded. I would suggest to you that that in most cases it started out violent and that the intent was violence. Because the people who are in those crowds intellectually know that protesting is not a solution to this problem. This is not a solution that's solved by guys in the street with picket signs. Unless you and I talk about it. I have more information for you, plus I'm going to tell you about an amazing podcast. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-WALT, and you and I can talk. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We're on from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night, live radio on a Sunday night. Who knew? Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we are looking ahead to your work week. Now, assuming many of us are still working from home with summer staring us right in the face, you might want some drier weather. It's the heat that's going to be the big story this week. So get outside early with the kids at play or get your outside jobs done early if you have them. And that's our strategy for heat safety playing out all the way to Labor Day. There will be a huge dome of heat developing over the plains this week, shifting to the big cities by the end of the week in the east. Around that dome will be the focal point for strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow through southern Minnesota, spreading toward the lakes and a repeat performance later in the week. And that track will continue, so stay weather alert. South of that big dome of heat, some tropical moisture will spread northward from the Gulf. But our big concern is what may develop late week into next week in the Gulf. And that would be a new tropical storm. You see, Tropical Storm Amanda in the eastern Pacific has already been downgraded tonight as it crosses Central America. And that could be the genesis for what for us would be Cristobal next week, starting to develop in the southern Gulf by midweek. We'll need to watch the slow development. And here's a quick reminder for all of our Gulf Coast friends. Pay attention and prepare now. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 36 past the hour. Carl in Williamstown, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Carl, welcome to the big show.
Okay, so I've been listening a lot all day. I'm working from my car, and I keep hearing all different topics and different angles at this whole situation. And I don't hear anyone really getting into the question of why it's happening, why is the protest happening. So I think it's getting lost in everything. I don't know why, but it is. And hence, there's going to be more problems, I believe, and more unrest because it's still not being addressed. There's no leadership anywhere locally or state level, and certainly not from Washington. So I'm concerned, very concerned, that we're heading into true anarchy. This is very frightening for me and a lot of my friends and family. So I just wonder what the thoughts might be from your end.
Well, first, what are the thoughts from your end? Why do you think the protests are happening?
Well, it's very clear why it's being staged. Why? Because the black community feels that they are unjustly treated throughout the justice system in America. Isn't that apparent and clear?
And why would protests stop that?
I don't know that. I think the protests and the anger is part of it is that, of course, what happened, right, came to a head. Part of it is, of course, we've all been, you know, on lockdown for quite a while. And, of course, I believe in my heart that part of the problem of it going on and continuing is that there's no one trying to quell it or stop it. Police are not really showing a presence. I think you mentioned that earlier. It's like they're letting it happen. If somebody wants this to happen. The president, of course, has his little tweets, which I think is a totally wrong way to communicate to me. I'm not on Twitter, so I guess I'm not included in his messaging to America. But from what I see when the tweets are put up on the screen, they're very incendiary, negative, protest and violence, tempting comments that he makes. And I just don't understand why he's not being called out on it more. If you want examples, I can give them to you.
Carl, I appreciate you listening to Sterling on Sunday, and I appreciate you calling the show. Thank you very much. That's Carl in Williamstown. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. You want to solve the problem? It's slow, and it will evolve, and there's no one solution. But I'll tell you the first step. The first step is eliminate arrests for what are now petty crimes that shouldn't be crimes. No drug should be illegal. Marijuana, minor amounts of this, minor amounts of cocaine, minor amounts of heroin, minor amounts of whatever it is. Drug dealers should not be subject to constant arrest and targeted for arrest. Let's target on, you know, real crime. But that's the crosshair right there. There's the first problem right there. Eliminate that. Are police and is white America prejudiced in too many situations against African-Americans? Yes, they are. You bet they are. I'll give you two quick examples, and then I'll give you the opposite example. Last week, my daughter has a friend who's an African-American young man, and the African-American young man's girlfriend was with her. The young man and his girlfriend park their car across the street. And he comes in and visits us, and the girlfriend's sitting in the car across the street in the nice neighborhood. And what happened next? Police cars pull up. Like, why are there police cars across the street? Well, it turns out that one of our neighbors had seen an African-American woman sitting in the car doing nothing. A crime, for sure. And they called the police. The police show up and say, you're sitting in the car. Yes. Do you live here? No. I'm waiting for my boyfriend who's across the street. Oh, sorry, ma'am. See ya. Now, if people in the neighborhood are going to call the cops because an African-American woman is sitting in her car, yes, there are too many people in our culture who are prejudiced against African-Americans by default. They don't even think they are. They would never claim to be. They would never say anything that's racist, but they act that way. Take a look at the public schools. You'll see an amazing thing in public schools. If it is a mixed school, an integrated school, you will see tracked students. In one track, you'll see classrooms that seem to be almost all white. And in another track, you'll see classrooms that seem to be almost all black. How does that happen? But it does happen. It happens in almost every public school in America. And it's not okay. These protests will do nothing. When they say, you know, it'll raise awareness, I think it's safe to say that America is well aware. And I think the challenge is that too many Americans are just too angry and have no place to vent it, no place to talk it through, no place to work it out. And instead, when something like this happens, that nobody in America thinks is all right, there is nobody in America who thinks that that poor subject, that poor victim in Minneapolis was treated fairly in any way, shape, or form. But then the result is these protests. But again, pull the camera back. Look at the protest groups. You will see two sets of photos. One set of photos is what you're going to see on TV, which is a tight shot. And that tight shot of the crowd will make it look like there are thousands of people there because it fills your screen. Then you see a pullback shot, usually in the newspaper the next day. And what are you going to see? It looks like maybe 50 people. These are not causing massive protests. They're not massive crowds in these protests in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles. These are violent protests. These are protests resulting in car bombings, buildings going up in flames. But they're not massive protests, which suggests to me that the reason the people are going to those protests, the reason is to set something on fire, smash windows, and loot. I'm going to talk to you about what happened in Newark, New Jersey in the late 60s, because it's a cautionary tale as to what the result of this will be. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's 44 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
It's time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes here in Asbestos Falls. We'll tell you all about it on your Asbestos Falls news update, heard only on Sterling on Sunday, plus your community calendar.
Unknown submersible objects. This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, and we will have an update for you on USOs later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. The great thing about CBDistillery.com is this is their business. They're experts at helping you find the right CBD product for whatever is your problem. One of the great things they offer right now is a product that helps relieve tension. It helps you relax. That's right, a CBD product that helps you relax, because these are tense times. And this is a tough time of day to, you know, when you're trying to get to work, or you're trying to fall asleep. Plus, you and I are thinking about, gee, work's starting up. I have to hit the traffic again. I have to deal with that horrible person in my office. There's help. And it's from CBDistillery.com. I love CBDistillery.com because they offer an amazing array of products that are made out of CBD, the product extracted from the hemp plant, the cannabis plant, the marijuana plant. It is legal. You don't need a prescription. And in my case, it works. I have the CBD salve because I have trouble with my joints. But there's CBD capsules, drops, whatever you need to help you get calm in these tense times, you can get from CBDistillery.com. It matters where you get your CBD products from. And I'll tell you why. Do you really want to get these products from a cart in the mall? No. Do you want to get it from some guy on the street who's selling incense and has a strange hat? No. You want to get it from a company dedicated to making pure, tested CBD products. CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. Now, if you enter the promo code WALTER, I will get credit for sharing this information with you, and you will get a discount. It's a win-win. Please go to their website, get all the information, see what's there. Do it now. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
Yes, big treats for you. 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. It's great to be with you tonight. And I'm glad that we get to be together tonight, because I'm going to tell you exactly what the result of these riots. Did I use the word? Yes, I did. These riots are going to be. I will tell you that in seconds. But first, I want to give you a heads up. There is a spectacular podcast about this that you want to hear. A spectacular podcast about racism in America. Oh, my God, did I say that? Yes, I did. And the reason I hesitated is because it is the worst topic to do on a talk show. Nobody has any new information. Nothing is resolved. For years, I advised hosts to just don't do it. Don't do that, or gun control, or death penalty. Just don't do it. But tonight, we have a very special situation, because we're talking not about racism. We're talking about violence in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. We're talking about violence, random violence. And I will tell you what the result will be. But first, I urge you to listen to this podcast. I do a podcast called Midnight Misfits, M-I-D-N-I-T-E, because I don't know how to spell, because I don't know how to fit in. Midnight Misfits. And the newest one, the one that dropped today, is called Meredith's Life Matters. Meredith's Life Matters. And Meredith is 14 years old, and she goes to an integrated school. And she has an African-American boyfriend. And she will tell you from her 14-year-old perspective what the problem is. Now, let me suggest that you and I will have no solutions to our challenges in America of getting along. We will have none. But the 14-year-old will. The 17-year-old will. And this is a really good time to listen. How would you solve this? What's going on in your school? Put aside all of your petty boomer perspective and listen, in your case, to your great-great-grandchildren. But for some of us, our children, and what they have to say is profound and important, and they're living it every day. You and I are not. Midnight Misfit, that's the name of the podcast. Download, please, God, download Meredith's Life Matters, 14-year-old perspective on this situation. Meredith's Life Matters. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I are together every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And I try to do a slightly different show where I don't scream about the Democrats, because I think that's well covered. Don't you, James Montauk, don't you think that it's well covered? I think so. D. Wells, Karen, and Mr. Sneakers, don't you think it's well covered? I do. All right, here's the situation. Philadelphia has a 6 p.m. curfew. All roads leading into Center City are closed. That's a lot of roads. Market Street is blocking entry outside the WPHT building. There are curfews throughout America, and it's because of this. Sorry. That's horrible. I should be more professional. It's because we're a country of idiots, freaking idiots. Here you had three cops who tackle one man, restrain him for a nonviolent alleged crime. He may not have even known it was a counterfeit bill, but that's what it turned out to be. They throw him to the ground, and then they continue to throw him to the ground and knee him for 3 minutes. And then they get him in the car, the patrol car. And then it seems that there was some activity with three patrolmen, armed cops, and this one guy. There's not an American who thinks that this was good. There is not one human being who thinks that situation was handled right, including the President of the United States. Stop bashing him. Not one person thinks this was okay. Then what happens? How do we protest this? I know, let's torch police precinct. Let's torch cop cars. Let's torch the American flag. And oh my gosh, Bill de Blasio's daughter, what is her name? Bill de Blasio's daughter was arrested Saturday night during a protest near Union Square. Chiara de Blasio was busted on 12th Street and Broadway as part of a group of about 100 people who were throwing objects toward the cops. They said very quickly, Chiara was not one of the people throwing objects toward the cops, but she was in a crowd of about 100 people who were. Therefore, in my opinion, she was sanctifying it. She was saying it was okay. She was blessing it. She was surrounded by people who were throwing things at the cops, and she did not leave. The correct answer is just leave. You don't have to throw things, too. You should just leave. Oh, my gosh. Therefore, the result of this horrible thing to happen to this man is that thousands of people became idiots, and they hit the streets of Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, New York, and committed additional violence, torching flags, torching police cars, torching police headquarters. I know, let's go torch the police headquarters in Minneapolis. That will solve the problem. Are you nuts? Isn't the first thing your parent taught you was, oh, they're an idiot, so you want to be an idiot? Didn't you hear that from your mother? Oh, they're idiots, so you want to go be idiots? That was the first thing. That was the first equation of equality that you had to hear as a kid. They're idiots. They're not protesting anything. They're not going to change anything. And I will prove it to you coming up in just seconds. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I have fun stuff for you later tonight. I have the Velo Hool report about the condition of Oak Island. I have Asbestos Falls, which is probably best if you're on acid, and the usual edition, which is my perspective of public radio. And tonight, the usual edition features, are you ready? A fun drive. Well, you know how public radio is always trying to raise money. Well, tonight, the usual edition will try to raise money. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And let me repeat, in Philadelphia, they have a 6 p.m. curfew on all roads leading into Center City. 6 p.m. curfew on all roads leading into Center City. There are curfews in New York, Cleveland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Los Angeles. I'll give you a full update coming up in 7 minutes, full update on everything going on in America coming up in 7 minutes, and I want to talk to you. My number is 688-9258, 888-688-9258. I appreciate you being with me tonight. Let's you and I stick together. We'll feel safer and feel better because this is Sterling on Sunday.
Was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we look pretty good tonight. Cold air over northern New England, so the rare frost and freeze warnings tonight up there. And one of my favorite spots in the whole world, the Black Hills of South Dakota and surrounding areas in eastern Montana, under a severe thunderstorm watch tonight with several warnings. Red flag warning for the Great Basin, southern Utah, and an excessive heat warning continues for one more night in southern Arizona. So watch your weather for tomorrow. We point out first, the 1st of June is the start of meteorological summer. Now we focus on late-day thunderstorms in the south. Still, the threat of convective storms north, and of course, the hurricane season gets underway. More on that in our next report. There are currently non-tropical storms that will continue to blossom tomorrow over South Texas and getting a lot of rain spreading up to I-20. South Florida, too, south of the Tamiami Trail. Storms tonight over the Dakotas head into the Great Lakes. Tomorrow, more showers, isolated showers on the Front Range through Colorado and New Mexico, and some higher elevation rains in the Pacific Northwest. We also note very comfortable temperatures in most spots tomorrow, but that's going to change big time this week. We've got a new dome of heat that's going to take over the country through the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
On KFBK in Sacramento, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Tonight, you and I are talking about the horror show going on in the streets of Detroit, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New York City, where Bill de Blasio's mayor, Bill de Blasio's daughter was arrested. She was in a crowd of about 100 people yesterday, and they were throwing things at the police. And the police were like, no, we're not going to have things thrown at us. Because you see, in Minneapolis, one man was thrown to the ground, kneed by three cops, kept there for 3 minutes until he apparently died from that action. The result has been protests throughout the country. The result of those protests will be not the desired result. They are not peaceful protests that became violent. In my opinion, the purpose of these protests was to become violent. Harry in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Harry.
Yeah, hi. The president yesterday had talked about having military police dispatched to areas of uprising. And I can't see a more perfect use of martial law. I know there's repressed rage. I know, you know, tonight in Philadelphia, there were young children going into liquor stores and carrying out booze and wine, etc. There were no police around. They got in the cars. People got in their cars and they took off with all the liquor and stuff. That's just one issue, but you're not going to clinicalize or therapyize this matter. First, you have to get tough. You have to get control. You could deal with all the therapy issues later, but for right now, it's not the time.
And how long would martial law be in effect?
Well, until such time that these people are dealt with. They need to be dealt with. I'm a registered Democrat, and I'm thinking about this.
I believe
I,
this.
I don't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I believe this, that the people who came out for these protests, 99% of them came out to steal televisions. 99% of them came out to throw things through the window and to break into stores. Because the fact is, that's what they're doing. 99% of them are not protesting peacefully. They're not peacefully walking down the street. Almost in every one of these protests throughout the country has resulted in violence. Now, you don't come to a protest intending to be peaceful, hold up nice signs, sing Kumbaya, and then go home. You don't come to a protest and have that happen, and then some point magically it becomes violent. It only becomes violent as if you've brought weapons and a plan and a strategy and an intent to commit violence.
And you have the agitators from out of the area that are national organizations that come into areas and create chaos and stir the crowds up. And that's part of
I guarantee you, though, Harry, I could be in any one of those protests, and maybe you too. I could be in any one of these protests. I could go downtown. I could say, okay, I'm going to protest peacefully. I would go there. And the minute I saw that it was becoming dangerous, I would leave. I would not dive in and throw rocks and throw it at the Grand Union and the Pathmark. That wouldn't be happening. Thanks, Harry. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. In my opinion, 99% of the people who are going for the peaceful protests are, in fact, going there to commit a violent act that would benefit them in some way, such as looting. That's my opinion. there may be a few percent of people who are saying, oh, my gosh, there's a protest. We can go down there and hold our sign and make a case and be seen on television and let the world know we think this situation's bad. I could be one of those people. My children wanted to be among those people. They wanted to go and march peacefully and support Black Lives Matter. Terrific. Great. And I said to them when they said, gee, we'd like to go and do that, I said, you're not going to do that. And the reason I did not let them go was not because I don't support integration and equality. It's not that at all. It's that going to protest is, one, not a solution, and number two, is an incredibly dangerous situation for anybody. The streets get closed. The police stanchions get put up. Photographs are taken by the FBI. You go on a record for what? Nothing is going to get solved by going to protest. But I believe that most people who go to the protests go there to commit violence, not to make a statement. I'm Walter M. Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'm with you every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's medicine that will give you the erection you deserve. The erection you deserve. You get it from forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Do not wait. There's no reason to wait. You're waiting for an erection. That's ridiculous. Don't wait to get the little blue pill. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. The great thing about the ForHims site is you don't have to go to the pharmacy. There's no reason to show up with a prescription that you waited forever to get from the doctor. Everything's handled online. You don't have to go anywhere. Online, you answer a few questions to the doctor, and then they send you the little blue pill. They wrap it discreetly, and they'll send it wherever you want, to your secret UPS box, to your office, to your home, wherever you want to send the little blue pill, no problem. Having trouble getting an erection is not unusual, and it's a medical condition, not a social condition. It isn't because she changed deodorants and smells different. It's a medical condition. Now, you can solve it with a medical solution. Find out all the information at forhims.com, forhims.com, forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to extracting CBD from the cannabis plant, purifying it, testing it, and making sure it'll work for you. Well, what does CBD do? It removes pain and it removes tension. There are CBD drops that'll help remove tension, help you get to sleep, help you deal with going back to work. Because we shouldn't be tense. We should be happy, joyous, and free. And in my experience, that's what CBD products do. Then there are salves and creams that you can put on the joints in your body that hurt because our joints are not supposed to hurt. Stop them from hurting. Go to CBDistillery.com. Put in my name, Walter, in the promo code. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter, for a significant discount.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Yes, I'm actually in my laundry room. That's correct. I'm in the laundry room. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. Live Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday. Mrs. Sneakers, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. She just dropped. That's tragic and sad. Hello, Patrick in Granite Bay, California. Welcome.
Sterling, how are you? You're awesome.
Why am I awesome? So tell me why I'm awesome, because I want to tell my wife. Tell me why so I can tell my wife.
Well, I've been fortunate. You were in once for Patrick Walsh on KPK. That's the first time I was able to talk to you, and you're a voice of reason, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to let you know that I'm north of Sacramento, and Sacramento has lost their mind. They're not going to do anything. They're going to let them destroy more buildings tonight. And it's just, it's pitiful that, you know, we do need martial law. I mean, they're going to let Sacramento just, oh, yeah, let the police get hurt. And I don't know what the answer is. I believe what you were saying. 99% of these people are thugs, and they're just going to destroy what we had going, and we just don't have any leadership, you know, in the capital of California. It's pitiful.
Now, Patrick, please give us an update on what is happening in Sacramento tonight.
Okay. As of right now, within the past 30 minutes, over 100 people were gathering at the Cesar Chavez Park, and the brother of Stephen Clark was doing what he did last night. They're getting violent, and there is mixed messages, but they destroyed over 100 buildings. They were not being very truthful about the damage, and the mayor is waffling, saying, oh, if they destroy buildings, they destroy buildings, and then at the very end, he's saying, well, no, our police have to do what they have to do. We won't let it happen, but there's no curfew. Everywhere else, they've set curfews. He refuses to set a curfew because he doesn't want to hurt their feelings. And it's horrible. They're working the way this way, and all I can say is that, you know, north of Sacramento, the police are ready here in Roseville, and they're saying they're going to pick the right neighborhoods in Rockland, California to damage. And then the Auburn Police Department issued that the business owners will do what they have to do to protect their building, to protect their businesses. And I'm sure the Pasadena sheriffs will not take this. This will not happen up here, sir. What they're doing in Sacramento is beyond. They were literally throwing bottles. It's horrible, sir. Horrible.
Patrick, thank you for the kind words. Let me ask you this. Please stay with Sterling on Sunday tonight. Stay with me. Listen to me. If you hear anything you can contribute to or make it better, please call in. And please, please know that that you're safe, that you and I can talk. If my voice helps you, terrific. But I really am very grateful for the call. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for listening to KFBK, and thank you for listening to Sterling on Sunday. David in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
I agree with you on all this stuff that there's the 90% of these people are not even considering George Floyd. Because a friend of mine lives in Tampa, and he said that they were doing fine down there with their protesting, and all of a sudden the buses came in, and a bunch of people got off the bus and started doing the riot stuff.
David, thank you very much for the call at 888-688-WALT. This is not the first time I have witnessed this. Maybe you too. I grew up next to Newark. I grew up in Maplewood, New Jersey. To this day, 50-plus years later, the remnants of the Newark riots in the late 60s are there. There are still blocks and buildings that will never come back. Billions and billions of dollars have been poured into Newark, and billions of dollars has gone into the crooks' pockets and not into the neighborhoods. Instead, you have burned out blocks and burned out buildings to this day, and businesses that ran from Newark because their businesses were torched that could not recover. You talk about the pandemic. They can't recover from a torched building. They can't recover from a customer base that is scared to leave their homes. Now, let me tell you about Frank Wiseman. Frank Wiseman, for 30-plus years, owned a pharmacy in Newark. He happened to be a Caucasian man. He owned a pharmacy in Newark. He was a pharmacist. And when the community came to him for help, he would help them. If they didn't have enough money to pay for their medicine, he'd carry them. He'd carry them with credit. If they needed a medicine delivered to their home, he would go to their home and deliver them the medicine at the end of his long day. He worked 6 days a week for 30 years. He had a pharmacy in Newark. His business was torched during the Newark riots. It destroyed his business after 30 years of serving the people of Newark in the best possible way with medicine and extra special care. It destroyed his business, and it destroyed him as a man. He was my best friend's grandfather, and I got to know him because he moved into their house, because they could no longer afford their own home because his pharmacy was destroyed. He died shortly thereafter of a broken heart, and he was a broken man. I never heard him speak. I never heard him speak because his business and his heart was destroyed from the Newark riots. And that's what these riots will do. They are going to destroy retailers, small retailers, who will be put out of business, won't have business insurance, won't be able to build up a base. But more importantly, no one's going to go to that business. They're going to be too scared. 99% of the people who are rioting don't have a profound, uplifting social message. They want a loot. Mike in Sacramento, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Walter, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I love your show. I listen every Sunday.
Thank you.
These riots, it's a tell sign of how everybody's feeling, obviously. But, you know, it starts out with the good people, the friendly people protesting. And as it gets darker and close to night, the animals come out. And then it's the first time I ever heard of organized, you know, people going from here to here to just demolish cities. It's insanely awful. And the people they're hurting, mom and pop shops, mom and pop small entrepreneurs trying to just do something, the American dream, and it's squashed by fellow Americans. It's insanely awful. I mean,
well, the worst part of it and the most ironic part is many of these retailers happen to be African Americans that own these businesses, and they're being destroyed by these thugs who just want to go in, smash a window, and steal stuff. That's what it is. It's camouflaged steal stuff.
Yeah. It's just awful. Just a bunch of animals.
Just Mike, thank you very much for calling. Out of control. It is out of control. 888-688-WALT. I have a call here from Philadelphia. Let me just repeat this. Philadelphia has a 6 p.m. curfew, and all roads into Center City are closed, and Market Street is blocking entry to the outside of the WPHT building, and that's the situation right now. Let me give you an update from around the country. Here we go. Minnesota protest updates. Prudent to have Army units ready to deploy into Minnesota. A Minnesota cameraman arrested after being hit with rubber bullet while covering the George Floyd protest. Protesters in some cities target Confederate monuments. They're targeting Confederate monuments. An ex-NFL executive says the Vikings should do the right thing, and they should sign Colin Kaepernick. Joe Lockhart saw up close what happened to Colin Kaepernick and how owners refused to sign this talented quarterback because it could hurt business. He was the league's vice president of communications at the time when Kaepernick was taking a knee for the national anthem to protest racial inequality and police brutality against minorities. The wife of the cop arrested in the George Floyd case, she's filing for divorce. Nearly 1,700 arrests were made during the past 3 days because of the George Floyd protests. And the ACLU has created an app to help you record police misconduct. There's now an app from the ACLU allowing you to record misconduct. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I are live on a Sunday night. I'm here every Sunday night. It gives us a chance to look at the weekend and say, oh my gosh, what happened this week? My phone number is 888-688-9258. I'm here from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. There's nothing I enjoy more. There's nothing better than being on the radio late at night. Morning drive, no thanks. And coming up in just seconds, we'll hear my parody of public radio, which is something that I truly and deeply hate. Truly and deeply hate public radio. Plus, we'll have an update on what's going on Oak Island. But I really look forward to talking to you tonight. Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go. Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we are looking ahead to your work week now. Assuming many of us are still working from home with summer staring us right in the face, you might want some drier weather. It's the heat that's going to be the big story this week. So get outside early with the kids at play or get your outside jobs done early if you have them. And that's our strategy for heat safety playing out all the way to Labor Day. There will be a huge dome of heat developing over the plains this week, shifting to the big cities by the end of the week in the east. Around that dome will be the focal point for strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow through southern Minnesota, spreading toward the lakes and a repeat performance later in the week. And that track will continue, so stay weather alert. South of that big dome of heat, some tropical moisture will spread northward from the Gulf. But our big concern is what may develop late week into next week in the Gulf. And that would be a new tropical storm. You see, Tropical Storm Amanda in the eastern Pacific has already been downgraded tonight as it crosses Central America. And that could be the genesis for what for us would be Cristobal next week, starting to develop in the southern Gulf by midweek. We'll need to watch the slow development. And here's a quick reminder for all of our Gulf Coast friends, pay attention and prepare now. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, the violence has increased in Sacramento. There are curfews in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on in America because this is the only live radio show coast to coast. I start at 10 p.m. East Coast. I end at 1 a.m. There's nothing I enjoy more than having a chance to talk with you. One of the features of our show is we have a terrible, terrible joke every week from Judy in Dallas. Welcome to the show, Judy. Please share with us your terrible joke.
Okay, well, I have a birthday in a couple of days on Wednesday, so I'm going to tell you my birthday joke. There's a 60-year-old couple. They're both celebrating their birthday together. They're 60, and Jean comes in and says she's going to grant each one of them their wish for their 60th birthday. And so she asks a woman. Then she asks the woman, "What do you want for your 60th birthday?" And she says, "Well, my husband and I, we love travel. And we love to travel all over the world. But, you know, it costs so much. But I wish we could." And poof, her hands are full of tickets to all over the world. And so then she asked the man, "What would you like for your one wish?" And the man says, "Well, I'd like to be married to a woman who is 30 years younger than me." Poof! It was 90. Hello?
Mrs. Sneakers, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mrs. Sneakers. Welcome to the big show. Hi.
Thank you again. Listen, I agree with everything that you have to say about this horrific situation. First of all, I don't think it's a protest. I think it's rioting, and I think it's intentional. The officer has been charged with third-degree murder. So this is after the fact. I can understand the explosion initially when all this came down. It was a horrible thing, a horrible injustice to George Floyd. But now, I don't know. I don't know what motivates these rioters. They're not protesters anymore. They're rioters. They're destroying property and just exploding. I hate to say it, but I'm not so sure that it's not politically motivated.
What politics?
Politics, just to increase the explosion against our current government.
I don't think, thank you, Mrs. Sneakers. Thank you for your call. I don't think that's it at all. I think what it is exactly what it looks like. People smashing windows of expensive, fancy stores and stealing crap. That's what it is. And the result will be that the stores will be destroyed. Many of those businesses will not be restarted, refunded. Many people will avoid the, believe me, if there's a block of burned out buildings, no one's going to go there. And nobody who owns those businesses is going to look at them and say, gee, you know, we should put money right back into that neighborhood. That's what happened in Newark in 1968, 69, because of the Newark riots and places of riots all over the country. Detroit, Miami, the Watts in Los Angeles. These places never recovered. They never recovered because if you're a businessman and you're looking, gee, you know, how could it happen again? If it happens again, what's going to happen to my investment in that business? I can't invest in that business. They're gone. They're destroyed. Sal in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
So Sterling, I just want to mention, when I was a young policeman, we had a fellow by the name of Frank Rizzo, and I worked under him as a, when he was a commissioner and when he was a mayor. And his tactics
were...
One, two, three.
And I'll do it along with you. In that back of that fence, just the three of us, four of us, me and you. Show you what kind of a man you are. You're less than a man. Okay? You're a crumb creep. And I wouldn't take that off of nobody. And there's three of you and I'm by myself. And when it's over, there'll be nothing to it. Win or lose, okay? But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum.
As you were saying.
Well, anyway, his tactics were, you round peaceful demonstrators, but when push comes to shove, and they're not peaceful demonstrators and they're just looters, take your badges off and do your job. And you back check. And this is the only city in the whole country that never had a riot because this man backed his police department. Sure, a couple guys got out of line. He straightened them out. They weren't around anymore. But for the most part, these people felt safe and it prospered. But now it seems that this administration is turning their cheek. And when, what are they going to do? Turn the other cheek, and they're done. So that's what I'd like to tell you.
Did you hear what Mayor de Blasio's daughter did yesterday?
I understand she was disrespectful to police strong things. I said, look,
She was arrested because she was in with a group of people who threw things at the police, at police officers who worked for her dad.
Oh, fine, well, I didn't know that. I don't understand. Look, I raised two children, and they had the utmost respect for this country, for church, and for police. They do what they're supposed to do. I made sure that they... My father made sure I did the right thing, and myself and my two brothers were in the police department. So,
Thank you. One of the things that people point out about the frustration of African Americans in this country is that the original reason for most police departments in the country was to capture runaway slaves, and that the badge design for the original police departments are a little too close to the badge design of most police departments today. How do you feel about that? He disappeared. Well, thank you for the call. Let's see. Joe in Sacramento, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Hi, Joe.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sterling. Big fan. Glad I could make it on here. I was down at the protest in Sacramento these past few days.
What'd you see?
Well, you know, Friday we all met, went down to the police station, and was pretty peaceful. It was cool to see that everybody was kind of getting along and not inciting violence. But then, you know, take it to Saturday night, that was a whole different story.
What was the story? What was the story? What did you see?
What I saw was a lot of, you know, honestly, it's sad to say, but it seemed like a lot of people who were there in support of the movement to say of Black Lives Matter taking it way out of hand, you know? Turning to
now,
smashing windows
let me stop
throwing
you.
Rocks.
Right, right. Let me stop you. I want to hear what you saw, but I want you to stop being a Californian and just say it. Pretend you're from Jersey. Please tell us what you saw.
Okay. Violence. Violence, hatred, aggression.
What did they do?
That's what I saw from everybody.
Right. What did they do?
Looted.
What
looted,
did they
destroyed.
What did they steal?
Anything and everything, man. That's
and how did
like.
You feel? How did it make you feel when you witnessed it that close?
Oh, I felt terrible. I was, you know, I was really ashamed. I felt ashamed.
Now, at any time, did you feel the need to join them to loot and steal?
No, I didn't. But, you know, there was a vibe in the air, and it was definitely angry. It made everybody want to get angry.
Okay, so
and
you
I
can,
think that's where the confusion came in.
There was no confusion because you could have been angry, but you did not go there to loot and steal, and therefore you did not.
Kind of.
Therefore, you did not. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's great to be with you tonight. You and I are talking about the fact that I believe that 90% of the people who are going to these protests in Sacramento, Los Angeles, New York City, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh are going there specifically to commit a violent act, to loot and steal, fill their pockets, get the satisfaction of throwing a rock through a fancy store window. That's why they're going there. They don't have any kumbaya message. If you go for the kumbaya message to raise a sign, to protest the situation, fine. But it's not going to occur to you to then go and commit a violent act. What's going to happen if you go with all the right intentions, if you start to see violence, like in any other situation, you're going to get the hell out of there. 888-688-WALT. It's 47 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
It's time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes here in Asbestos Falls. We'll tell you all about it on your Asbestos Falls news update, heard only on Sterling on Sunday, plus your community calendar.
Unknown submersible objects. This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. And we will have an update for you on USOs later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I am so happy that this advertiser is on Sterling on Sunday because when I look at the name of the company, I instantly relax. The name of the company is CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. CBD products help us relieve tension. They help remove the stress from our bodies. Sometimes it's in our joints, sometimes it's in our brains, but it removes the stress from our bodies. Now, you're about to go back to work, or you've been in the house for a very long time with people that you used to like, but now they're still there. CBD products can help remove the tension and the stress from our day-to-day life. CBD products come in many, many forms: oils, salves, pills, creams. It's amazing. And when you go to CBDistillery.com, you will also find that CBDistillery.com provides these products in a wide array of dosages. You can get it in a very low dose or a very high dose, whatever is right for you. But you get to decide. You don't need a doctor. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to go anywhere. And these are completely legal products. Go to their website right now. Right now. And learn how to relieve your pain. That was my experience. It may not be yours, but why not find out? CBDistillery.com. If you enter my name, Walter, you will get a significant discount. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. Go there, get the information, try something. You know, pick one thing that looks interesting to you, buy it, put in the promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
James Copeland, those are nice rejoins. Good job. Very proud of you. 888-688-WALT. Now, if you want to hear a solution to our, quote, racial problem in America, there's a podcast that has the solution. It's on, right now you can get it on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling, it's the top item. And it's the Midnight Misfit podcast, and this particular episode is called Meredith's Life Matters. And Meredith, who is 14, will explain to you from her perspective the solution and what the real problem is. Because I don't hear any 14-year-olds being asked. I just see boomers being asked on really old skewing TV channels. You know, the average age of the viewer to Fox News is about 62, and the average age to the viewer of CNN is about 62. And they have fewer viewers than most all news radio stations have in morning drive. It's quite something. 888-688-WALT. So go to the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. And the very first item there right now is a podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. This particular episode is Meredith's Life Matters. Click it. Download it. Please, God, download it. That's the only thing that counts. Don't screw me up. Download it. But you will hear an amazing story of her perspective on the racial situation in America from a student's point of view, from a high schooler's point of view at a heavily integrated high school. Skillet in 29 Palms, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Skillet.
Hey, I got a pretty strong opinion on the big city police officers' behavior. I think it would greatly increase to the point where they'd be more polite to people if they just weren't paid so much money. It just gives them a superiority complex because the average big city police officer is making more money than the average dentist. Now, you tell me that's right or that's wrong.
I'm more comfortable with police officers than I am with dentists. Thank you very much for the call, Skillet. David in the Bay Area, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, listening on Radio 910. And what did I just see? Hold on a second. This is very important. Hold on. This is like big boy radio here. Let's see. Mayor London Breed has declared a curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until further notice in San Francisco. Welcome to the show. How are you? David.
Were you talking to me or are you talking to someone else?
No, I'm talking to you. I just saw the announcement that Mayor London Breed has declared a curfew from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until further notice in San Francisco.
Right. I didn't hear you call my name. That last guy had me in stitches, I have to tell you.
Excellent. We're happy to hear
questions,
that.
Questions, though.
Yes, sir.
I have some questions.
Yes, sir.
Some serious questions and maybe even a few statements. First of all, I'm hearing a lot of callers, a lot of people calling in talking about us and they and them and animals and this and that. Who are they referring to? Because we know for a fact that there are a lot of people out there that are anarchists and they're there to incite, not just to protest.
That's correct.
I mean, we know. We
That's
saw
correct.
Some of them show
and they,
up.
Yes, and they were.
And light most of the fires and all of that. Oh, yeah, and then you always have the followers who will follow along or people who are angry. Their emotions get the best of them. The momentum happens, and they join in. And then people start looting and, you know, all that silliness. But we know this is not all protesters. That's how the message gets distorted. That's how Kaepernick's message got distorted. Kaepernick never talked about disrespecting the flag. He said, I cannot kneel, I cannot salute and honor a flag that is allowing people to be oppressed and killed and treated like this. And then the president turned around and distorted his message. Just like, you know, part of the problem is the president gets up there and speaks in code, and nobody's talking about it. They're acting like, oh, he's ignorant, oh, he's stupid, oh, he's making comments. He's talking in code. Recently, he got up, oh, Barack Obama committed a crime, conspiracy, should be locked up. And a reporter said, well, sir, what crime did he commit? Well, you know what crime he committed. He said, no, sir, I don't. What crime did he commit? And this is a white reporter asking the question. And you know what crime he committed. And then he goes on. The Chinese reporter, she says, well, why are you making this a competition? People are dying. They're losing their lives. This isn't a global competition.
David?
Why
David?
Don't you go ask China? You know,
right.
I mean,
David,
come on. Come on,
David,
please.
David, thank you for the call. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we look pretty good tonight. Cold air over northern New England, so the rare frost and freeze warnings tonight up there. And one of my favorite spots in the whole world, the Black Hills of South Dakota and surrounding areas in eastern Montana, under a severe thunderstorm watch tonight with several warnings. Red flag warning for the Great Basin, southern Utah, and an excessive heat warning continues for one more night in southern Arizona. So watch your weather for tomorrow. We point out first, the 1st of June is the start of meteorological summer. Now we focus on late-day thunderstorms in the south. Still the threat of convective storms north, and of course, the hurricane season gets underway. More on that in our next report. There are currently non-tropical storms that will continue to blossom tomorrow over South Texas and getting a lot of rain spreading up to I-20. South Florida, too, south of the Tamiami Trail. Storms tonight over the Dakotas head into the Great Lakes. Tomorrow, more showers, isolated showers on the Front Range through Colorado and New Mexico, and some higher elevation rains in the Pacific Northwest. We also note very comfortable temperatures in most spots tomorrow, but that's going to change big time this week. We've got a new dome of heat that's going to take over the country through the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
If a person goes to a protest and they commit violence at the protest, they planned to commit violence before they went. If you go to a protest to hold up a sign and march peacefully, the minute you see violence happening, you leave. People who go to protest peacefully, when they see violence, they leave. Lawrence in Tennessee, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello, Walter. Walter, it's unfortunate George Floyd lost his life. However, George Floyd was not being held down on the ground by that cop because he was black. He was being held down by that cop because he did something to instigate the situation, like disobey an order or maybe throw a rock at the cop or something like that. George Floyd instigated the problem, and the cops were just doing their job. There's no cop that wakes up in the morning, puts on his pants and shoes, and says, I think I'll kill a black in the line of duty today. That just does not happen. So George Floyd created his own problem. And it's just like the Rodney King incident. The cops didn't run down Rodney King and do what they did. What happened? Rodney King disobeyed an order. You don't disobey an order. Even President Grant back years ago, he was speeding through Washington, D.C. while he was president of the United States in horse and buggy, and a Washington, D.C. cop pulled him over and gave him a ticket for speeding. And he was the president of the United States. You don't disobey a cop order, a police order. So George Floyd brought this on himself when he did something to instigate the problem.
Nobody has said what you've said, which is that nobody has said why the cop did what he did. Nobody has said to the cop, gee, did you do it because he was a black guy? No, no one has asked the cop. So we don't know actually what was in the cop's mind when he threw him on the ground, got two of his buddies to kneel on him. No one knows why, but it was immediately assumed, seeing a white cop on a black man, that this was a racial incident. And let me suggest this to you, Lawrence, that because the entire country immediately, instantly, without one word from the policeman, assumed it was a racial incident because they saw a white cop on a black man, that would tell me that this is a racist country. Thank you for your call, Lawrence. Thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. If you ever are in a situation where you see a crowd of people becoming violent, looting, throwing things, what do? You walk the other way. You get out of there as fast as you can. Nobody goes to one of these protests to protest peacefully and then suddenly becomes violent. That doesn't happen. The people who become violent, in my opinion, went there to become violent, to loot, throw things in windows, and steal stuff. That's what's happened for the past 60 years of protests that are similar to this. That's what destroyed Newark and Detroit and Miami and Watts and Harlem. No, it didn't happen in Harlem. But that's what's happened. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. On the lighter side, there's this thing called public radio. And each week we listen to public radio through my perspective. Here's what it sounds like this week.
Welcome to Public Radio's nonstop fundraising marathon. You may recognize that music if you're very old and stoned and listen to WBAI New York in the 1960s. Charming, but smelled bad. This is our annual fundraiser, and we are auctioning off donated gifts from wealthy suburbs around America. And what's first?
Miss Shabazz. Our first auction item is a bas relief of Nancy Pelosi sucking ice from her modest refrigerator on the most pricey hill in San Francisco. This unique piece of art starts the bidding at $25,000. Our operators are standing by for you to make your donation.
Oh, the excitement grows from Grosse Pointe to Short Hills. Everyone is getting in on the marathon. What is the next donation, please?
Oh, we are all so excited to offer a special item going up for bid for the sake of public radio. Please remember that with a programming budget of over $75 million, we need all of your money. Not just some silly few bucks. This is a trip to the open-air markets of the country of Chad, complete with authentic audio.
Tuko tufanye event ya talent ya watu wa street. Na venye tunaongea, situation venye kulichange ikakuwa ni hard. Sasa tumekuwa na conversation sana na administration.
That trip starts with a bid of 32,000 bitcoins.
I'm sweating. Now we are joined by regular public radio contributor Jerry DeCicero with notes and musical donations from the Italian sector of our audience.
Italians love public radio.
I kissed her, she kissed me, like the fella once said.
And now the complete set of Dean Martin imitators is available for a robust donation of $1.98 a month. Preserve the legacy of public radio. All the Dean Martin imitators in one set of 300 songs, many of them you've heard of. Many are fresh out of the box of pasta.
Saucy Jerry. Our next auction item for the Fund for Public Radio is presented by James from Kansas.
Oh my, my, to be on a marathon for public radio is too exciting. All of the dead air, overwrought reporting, dead air, authentic gnat sound, dead air, and pregnant pauses presenting no children. Yes, it's an honor. This donation to the public radio auction is presented by the Fund for Corn Oil. If it has a vein of truth, it's corn oil. This item is a Kansas wheat harvest, the entire harvest from a Kansas county that you will never visit. In fact, there's little proof that Kansas even exists, despite their 105 counties. Yet there's an entire organic wheat harvest ready to be claimed by you with a donation to public radio. This isn't actually funny, but who else would present the idea? Enjoy this entire wheat harvest for $29.99 if you don't go over the actual retail price. And thank you, Randy, for your wonderful reporting. That's part one of our marathon begging for bucks here on Public Radio.
Join us now, we're on a marathon. We're always dancing with the music.
It's time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes here in Asbestos Falls. We'll tell you all about it on your Asbestos Falls news update, heard only on Sterling on Sunday, plus your community calendar.
Unknown submersible objects. This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan, and we will have an update for you on USOs later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. About 2 months ago, I was online looking for CBD products because I had heard that they could remove the pain in my thumbs and the pain in my feet, but I didn't know anything about them at all. I found a company online. I ordered some products. They arrived on time, beautifully packaged. It was nice, and I started using them, and they did not remove the pain in my thumbs in a week or an hour. They removed it instantly. Instantly. I'm like, whoa, what is this? It turns out that I got them from CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. And I said to the sales weasels, wake up! We have to get this as an advertiser. And they did. That never happens. They did. We got CBDistillery.com as an advertiser, which gives me the privilege of sharing this information with you every show. Now is the time to get rid of your tension, because we're about to go back to work and hit traffic and have to deal with the Weasley manager in person. And, you know, it's stressful. And having the kids home all summer is very stressful. Oh, there's nothing more stressful than an 8-year-old. But CBD products can remove that tension. You want to remove that tension? Get CBD products. It has been my experience that CBD products remove tension. Then I learned that where I get these products from really does matter. I can't get them from a cart in the mall. Who knows what's going on there? You know, they could be putting other things in those bottles that you don't want. This is pure CBD extract from the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant. You don't need a doctor's prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor, and it's completely legal. CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. And the promo code is Walter. You put that in, and you'll get a big discount, and my kids will go to college. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter. It is a company dedicated to making guys feel good and look good. How can this be bad? It's not. Plus, they have a great deal on the generic little blue pill, the little blue pill that will help you get an erection on demand. Finally, it's reasonably priced. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Now, I want you to see the website for full details. Get all the safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, forhims.com/Walter.
Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We talked to Lawrence. Yeah, yeah. 888-688-WALT. You know what we need to do? We need to... Do you have the drive-through brew? You can get it. Why don't you do that, and I'll give you an update. Now, right now, there is a curfew in Sacramento. There's a curfew in San Francisco till 6 the next morning. Minnesota protest updates prudent to have army units ready to deploy in Minnesota. That's what the governor says. Protesters in some cities target Confederate monuments. Let's just think about that. They're targeting Confederate monuments, which have nothing to do with this. Ex-NFL executive Viking should do the right thing and sign Colin Kaepernick. Joe Lockhart saw up close what happened to Colin Kaepernick, how owners refused to sign the talented quarterback because it could hurt business. He was the league's vice president of communications when Kaepernick was taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial inequality and police brutality. Now, the wife of the cop arrested in the George Floyd case is filing for divorce. Nearly 1,700 arrests were made in the U.S. during the three-day launch and the three-day stretch of the George Floyd protests, including last night. Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, his daughter was arrested. She was in a protest on Greenwich Street and 13th Street near Union Square. About 100 people were protesting, but they were throwing things at the police. They were throwing things at the police, and somehow or another, she was arrested. She was not throwing anything at the police. When she was arrested, she put the address of Gracie Mansion, the official mayor's address, as her address. That's what she put on the form, and she was released with a bench warrant. She'll have to show up for a bench warrant. Here's my opinion. I'm really sure about this. If you go to a protest and you commit violence, you went there to commit violence. If you go there to kumbaya and to do a peaceful protest, you go, you hold your sign, you do the peaceful protest. But then if you see things becoming violent, you leave. You get the hell out of there. You've been in situations where you start to feel that a crowd is becoming dangerous. You walk into a place and you feel that it's dangerous, maybe even at a football or baseball game, or more likely a soccer game in Buenos Aires. That's where it feels dangerous. What do? You leave. You don't hang around. Now, if you plan to go someplace and commit violence, you got a club, you got a bag, a sack of things that you're going to throw in a bag, well, you've planned to commit violence. In my opinion, anybody committing violence at these protests went there to commit violence. The other thing is that we see a black victim and we see a police officer who is white and we see him on top of the black victim. And the whole nation, all of us, decided in one snapshot that that was a racially motivated incident. We have all assumed that was racially motivated. No one has spoken to the police officer. No one has spoken to his supervisors to say, why did this happen? What was going on? What were you dealing with? No one has asked that question. It'll come up in court. But we all immediately assume 350 million people saw that incident and we said, yep, that's a racial incident. We don't know. We don't know. We haven't heard one word from him. He may have had another reason for doing it. It may not have occurred to him that this was a racial dynamic. We don't know. The result was horrendous, inexcusable. We all agree on that. But we don't really know why he did it. Yet 350 million people saw it. Black man, white man, boom, racial incident. You know what that makes us? Racists. I'm live on a Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. in San Francisco and Sacramento, where there are curfews, and from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. in Philadelphia, where there are curfews, and I look forward to talking to you. Here's my phone number, live, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. You know what those drive-through brews are? You drive into a building. No, you drive your whole car into a building. You're surrounded by refrigerators. And you say, I want Stegmeier. Put that in the trunk. I want Diet Coke. Put that in the trunk. Oh, there's 10 packs of Camels. Put those in the trunk, but hide them under the blanket so my significant other doesn't see them. That's what a drive-through brew is, from Parma to North Carolina. This is life in a drive-through brew.
Now, the only industry that is thriving in a pandemic. From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through, and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew.
It's the Memorial Day weekend, and that's a busy time for the drive-thru brew. The demands on our services are both a lot and patriotic. What do you say, Jake?
I don't understand the demand for all this Stegmeier beer. Since the Stegmeier hootenanny on WARM Scranton ended about 50 years ago, and Rocky Glen Park closed in 1983.
Well, you are providing a great nostalgic service for everyone who is too young to go to the park alone and drink beer.
Here comes Mrs. Dorchester. She is homeless, but she lives in her car and is under the delusion that she is the Queen of England.
Well, hello, Jake. Please give me a reason to live. I see your shorts, and all I can think of is the Golden Trail of Joy that used to be a key amusement at Dorney Park and Rocky Glen. Do you remember that? I'm here to buy a T-shirt. They are the best souvenir. Now, you know, I'm all risk and can't leave the car.
I know that.
But I want a wet T-shirt contest experience. Can you throw a bucket of ice water on me as I sit in the car?
Sterling on Sunday's Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Word car speaking.
Oh, really? Now, can you think of better broadcasting than that? I didn't think so. All right, it's time for a Midnight Misfits. Welcome. You're listening because you don't fit in. And here is your secret message for tonight. You need the Midnight Misfit decoder card to decode this message, but here are the letters that need to be decoded. Are you ready? Question mark. The letter Y. J. Hashtag. N. 9. And exclamation mark. One more time. You need your Midnight Misfit card to decode this. You get it at waltermsterling.com. It's free. It doesn't come in the mail. You can download it instantly. Here are the letters to decode. Question mark. Y. J. Hashtag. N. 9. Exclamation mark. Every week we have a secret message that you need to decode with your secret decoder message card. I'm Walter M. Sterling from 10 to 1 on Sunday nights and 7 to 10 on the West Coast. This is Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Sterling on Sunday weather, and we are looking ahead to your work week. Now, assuming many of us are still working from home with summer staring us right in the face, you might want some drier weather. It's the heat that's going to be the big story this week. So get outside early with the kids at play or get your outside jobs done early if you have them. And that's our strategy for heat safety playing out all the way to Labor Day. There will be a huge dome of heat developing over the plains this week, shifting to the big cities by the end of the week in the east. Around that dome will be the focal point for strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow through southern Minnesota, spreading toward the lakes and a repeat performance later in the week. And that track will continue, so stay weather alert. South of that big dome of heat, some tropical moisture will spread northward from the Gulf. But our big concern is what may develop late week into next week in the Gulf. And that would be a new tropical storm. You see, Tropical Storm Amanda in the eastern Pacific has already been downgraded tonight as it crosses Central America. And that could be the genesis for what for us would be Cristobal next week, starting to develop in the southern Gulf by midweek. We'll need to watch the slow development. And here's a quick reminder for all of our Gulf Coast friends. Pay attention and prepare now. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling, Mayor London Breed has declared a curfew in San Francisco from 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. until further notice. And there are curfews throughout the country, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New York City, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. The people of Pittsburgh, KDKA, have done a spectacular job of cleaning up the city today after the violence last night. But do not imagine for one second that the people who were committing the violence last night throughout America were planning on a peaceful protest. The people who plan on a peaceful protest, protest peacefully. The minute something becomes violent, they leave. The protesters, in my opinion, who were committing violence, ransacking businesses, federal buildings, police precincts, those people went there to commit violence. They had nothing to do with the incident in Minneapolis. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. One of our fun features on Sterling on Sunday each week, a weekly show requiring cume building fun features, is the drive-through brew. Now, we just played it about life in the drive-through brew, where you drive your car in, they filled up your trunk with it or whatever you need. But we played the one for Memorial Day. But I have here a brand fresh one, a brand new one. Enjoy.
The happy couple would just...
No, what was that?
The happy couple would just pull up underneath this portico and stay in their car.
Oh, what was that? What did it? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Let me see what I did. I see. These were labeled dumb by me. Hold on one second. We're going to find this for you live on the air, like, you know, a bad show. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Now, the only industry that is thriving in a pandemic. From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through, and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew.
Now, Mr. Manager, I am not comfortable loading beer in the trunks of strangers for 18 straight days.
Jake, you have to buck up. This is the height of our season, and people who come into the drive-thru expect professional beer hauling.
I am not a sissy, ma'am.
Now here comes Mrs. Dimworthy. She said,
I'm here. All is well. Do not worry. You know, we're going to start that again. This is what happens when you have amateurs involved.
Now, the only industry that is thriving in a pandemic. From Corolla to Parma, it's the drive-thru brew. Drive through, and you're through. Never leave your car. Get stuffed with Stegmeier. Now, the adventures of life inside the drive-thru brew.
Now, Mr. Manager, I am not comfortable loading beer in the trunks of strangers for 18 straight days.
Jake, you have to buck up. This is the height of our season, and people who come into the drive-thru expect professional beer hauling.
I am not a sissy man.
Now here comes Mrs. Dimworthy. She seems angry.
Hello, Mrs. Dimworthy. How are you?
I'm not happy. Look at this case of Stegmaier beer I bought from you last week. There's a whole can missing. I got home and there was a can missing.
Let me see. Well, you were right. There is one can of beer missing from that case. Is it possible that you actually took it out, or that you drank it on the way home?
Outrageous! What are you, the beer detective? Is it the hops court, Sud's interrogation?
Next time on Life of the Drive-Thru Brew.
I think you need to work more overtime, Jake.
Sterling on Sunday's Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. Work hard. Speaking.
And you know what? By the way, that was totally my fault. I don't want anyone to be confused. Totally my fault. All right. It's Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. It's 888-688-WALT. I love talking to you, and I love being on the radio at this time. But sometimes you have to sit back and say there are other issues. There are bigger issues. And one of the bigger issues is, have you seen the History Channel's Oak Island, the show about Oak Island, which is a place where there, that 200 years ago, somebody buried something, and they've been digging for it ever since? Well, the fact is that after eight seasons of The Curse of Oak Island and bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars of digging equipment that goes down 200 feet, how... 200 years ago, who was able to dig down 200 feet? But yet that's what they continued to do. Here's Velo Hul with the report on life at Oak Island.
Unknown submersible objects. The FBI, the Pentagon, just released information on UFO sightings. And these UFO sightings confirm something I have known for a long time. USOs. The UFOs come to our planet. And where do they hide? They hide in the ocean. Why the ocean? Well, I'll tell you exactly why the ocean. It's because we can't see them. You can see a UFO flying over Poughkeepsie. You can see a UFO flying over Manhattan or Minneapolis. You cannot see a UFO 10,000 feet down in the ocean. We have no idea what's on the bottom of the ocean. We know more about the moon, than we do the ocean. And what are the USOs trying to tell us? Why are they here? They're here to collect our plasma. Because that's how they feed their children, off of our plasma. When people are kidnapped by USOs or UFOs, what are they getting from them? They're getting their plasma, their delicious, succulent plasma. It's food! Plasma! USOs! This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
All right. Do you remember, did you ever hear about the Fire Sign Theater? The Fire Sign Theater albums was a comedic troupe of possibly psychedelic-fueled comedy in the early 1970s, late 1980s, late 1960s, early 1970s. And we have something much better. It is better than the Fire Sign Theater. It's called Asbestos Falls, and it's up next on Sterling on Sunday.
It's time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes here in Asbestos Falls. We'll tell you all about it on your Asbestos Falls news update, heard only on Sterling on Sunday, plus your community calendar.
the first time it happened, it must have been kind of puzzling because you had never had a problem until then. You never had a problem getting an erection. It was not an issue. And then one day it was. That happens to most guys. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your partner. It just has to do with time. And that means there's help available. It's called the little blue pill, and that is the generic form of an expensive pill. But now it's generic. Now you can get the medicine that'll get you an erection almost immediately. But it's medicine, because what you have is a medical condition. It's not a social issue. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not because your partner is less attractive. It's just because of time. Now, I want you to try Hims today with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. I want you to see the website for full details and safety information. Remember, this could cost hundreds if you went in person to a doctor's office or pharmacy. That's forhims.com/Walter. Go to the forhims site. You will find an amazing array of products for guys. Shampoos, conditioners, skin lotions. They even have tea for men. Who knew that there was tea for men? But what you care about is the little blue pill. They will send it to wherever you want, discreetly packaged. It's a great service. That's forhims.com/Walter. And I want to know how it worked for you. I want to know if the For Him site was everything you had hoped for. Go to it. Check it out. Find out all about it right now. forhims.com/Walter.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday. For Asbestos Falls Radio, I'm James Kearney reporting. Here are this evening's headlines. It's almost time for the annual Parade of Motorhomes in downtown Asbestos Falls. Excitement is building for the annual tradition featuring Airstreams, Shastas, Fleetwoods, and, of course, Winnebagos. RV owners can line up in the parking lot in front of the abandoned Sears downtown starting at 3:30 this Friday afternoon. Remember to fill your tanks with soapy water, as this event also serves as the Asbestos Falls annual street cleaning event. The RVs will follow the normal parade route, ending at City Park in a giant campout, where the City Commission has once again begrudgingly removed the no trespassing signs and razor wire for the weekend. For those of you with an aversion to motorhomes and RVs, the Men's Gardening Club is hosting their bi-monthly stationary parade of homes. This weekend, they'll be exploring the city's many prefabricated Lustron homes built during the years in which the City Commission mandated all new construction in Asbestos Falls had to be pre-built. At the end of the tour, one lucky visitor will be chosen at random, blindfolded, and escorted to what is either the city's only Dymaxion house or a crashed flying saucer, which is, of course, located in a very secret location in the unexplored wasteland outside of town. They'll then have the added thrill of trying to find their way back to town. What a weekend we have coming up.
Your community calendar.
The local chapter of the Y Indian Guides meets tomorrow night, but not in the basement of the municipal auditorium due to an unexplained molasses leak. Instead, they'll go on a tour of the Asbestos Falls bottling plant. Hopefully that doesn't turn out like it did last year. Anyway, those are this evening's headlines for Asbestos Falls Radio. I'm James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is written and produced by James Copeland and a 1975 Winnebago Indian. Questions or comments can be directed to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
No, really, he's in a Winnebago in Kansas. No, really, he is. I'm in a laundry room, and James Copeland is in a Winnebago in Kansas. Here are the headlines right now across the country so you know what's going on, what the violence, what the protest situation is like. Minnesota protest update. It is prudent to have the Army units ready to deploy to Minnesota. The protests following the death of George Floyd while in police custody continued across the U.S. Protesters in some cities target the Confederate monuments. Ex-NFL exec says the Vikings should do the right thing. and sign Colin Kaepernick. Joe Larkart saw up close what happened to Colin Kaepernick, how owners refused to sign the talented quarterback because it could hurt business. He was the league's vice president of communications when Kaepernick was taking a knee during the national anthem to protest racial inequality and police brutality against minorities. Now, the wife of the cop arrested in the George Floyd case is filing for divorce. Nearly 1,700 arrests, it's more than that by now, have been made in the U.S. during the three-day stretch of George Floyd protests. That includes in New York City, where Bill de Blasio's daughter was arrested. She was in a crowd of people who were throwing things at the police. Now, she didn't throw anything. Everybody's made that very clear. But it wasn't the best place for the mayor's daughter to be. The ACLU has created an app to help you record police misconduct. The American Civil Liberties Union has an app that allows people to record their interactions with law enforcement. It could come in handy during ongoing protests over police misconduct, says a spokesperson for the organization. All right, let me tell you what these protests are going to do. They're going to do nothing, because the peaceful protest part, that's good, but there are many other ways to protest the situation. Instead, in every situation there was where there was supposed to be a peaceful protest, it did not turn violent. This, in my opinion, is a big mislabel. These protests did not turn violent. There were a group of people in each violent situation that went there to perform acts of violence, to smash the windows, to agitate, and to steal stuff. Gee, you throw a rock through the Heinen's window, you can steal really good steaks. You throw a rock through the Higbee's window, no, you throw a rock through any high-end department store, and you're going to get good stuff. They went there to do exactly that, in my opinion. That's exactly what they went to do. Imagine, think about it. When you've been in situations that feel dangerous, that they don't feel safe, the minute you feel the swelling of a crowd, you leave. If you were a peaceful protester who went to one of these situations and you see that there's violence over there, they're destroying a police headquarters, you're like, I'm not getting my picture on this film. I don't want to be on TV 8 News for this. You leave. Therefore, I don't believe it turned violent. I believe it started out as a peaceful protest, and it started out as a violent protest simultaneously, but two different groups of people. My name is Walter Sterling. Let's stay in touch. My email address is Walter M. Sterling, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I have a Facebook account. I want you to go to this Facebook account for one reason. There's a link to a podcast on it right now, right at the top. I do a podcast called Midnight Misfits. The latest episode is called Meredith's Life Matters. And a 14-year-old will explain to you her perspective on racism in our country and in her school and what the solutions are. Meredith's Life Matters. She lays it out. Hey, Boomer, she lays it out. Makes it very clear what's going on and what can be done. But I'll never, so it's called Midnight Misfits, and the episode is Meredith's Life Matters. Meredith's Life Matters, Midnight Misfits. You can download it right from the link that I put on my Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. You don't have to go ruffling around to different websites, different places to get a podcast. This is a powerful and an important podcast. If you want to stay together for the next few days, go and download it. Get it. Put it on whatever it is you listen to podcasts on, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Fascinating to hear a 14-year-old's perspective, not a boomer's perspective, not an official spokesperson for this and that. No, listen to somebody living these situations every day, navigating these situations in the toughest currents possible, which is a high school. What could be tougher than navigating life through the eyes of a high school? It is uniquely difficult. During the next few weeks, because of the virus and because of the protests, you may find yourself in a lot of situations where people are asking you for help where you have a chance to help people. And from my perspective, the greatest gift that you and I can be given is a request for help. That's our gift. That's our gift. All right, let's stay in touch. I'll be back from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. next week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday night, West Coast time. Walter Sterling, have a good night.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.